Welcome to the Post-Narc Life Podcast. It's time to leave behind the narcissist narrative and build an amazing life that you love. You got through, but you're not done. We're going to build your next level of wealth, create healthy relationships, find deep self-connection to expand your unique impact on this world, and leave behind a legacy of love. I'm your host, Laura, by the way. I've been there. I get it. And I've got you. Let's go build your post-narc life. Hello and welcome back to the special class we're doing for the rest of the year, 2023, called Surrender to Success. We've already done parts 1 through 3, and today we're going to focus on part 4. This is where the meat of surrender, we're going to really start diving into. We're going to spend the next couple of episodes talking about what surrender means and why it's important to your success when you are dealing with an impossible person, creating your impossible goals. All right, so our first part today is going to be surrendering to reality. And another way of looking at this, or another title we could give this, is called releasing control to increase your power. So that's what I mean by surrender to reality. Because here's the thing, dealing with a narcissist and having to deal with all of their drama and being raised by them or having to co-parent with them, it's all about a power struggle. A narcissist is 100% about power and control. They want control of the situation so that they can feel powerful. But I want you to notice the subtle difference between having control and feeling powerful. Those are actually two totally different things. When you have control over something, it might make you feel like you have power. However, it doesn't necessarily mean you have any power. The reality is, there is so much out there that you can't control. So much. You can't control the narcissist. You can't control the weather. You can't control the actions and emotions and thoughts of other people. But you can still get what you want. You can still create the life that you are after. But because you have had to deal with a narcissist for so long, in your brain, or at least in my clients, for them, it feels like because they don't have control over what's happening, they feel powerless. Powerlessness is one of the big emotions that my clients grapple with on a regular basis. And I want to show you that you don't need to be in control of what anyone does or what anyone says or what anyone thinks in order for you to have power in your life to get what it is that you want. And that emotion, that powerlessness that you've been conditioned to feel, is all about that narcissist dynamic that you were conditioned to be in order for you to be easier to manipulate for the narcissist, right? They rely on you feeling powerless in order for them to get what it is that they want. But if I could coach the narcissist, I would tell them the exact same thing. I would say, listen, you don't need so-and-so in front of you right here to think something differently or to feel something differently in order for you to feel safe. You don't need her to say beautiful things to you in order for you to feel loved. You create love. You create power. You create wholeness and a sense of enoughness all on your own. You don't need to go out and spend your energy trying to control everyone around you, what they're saying to each other, what they're thinking about you in order for you to feel safe. That's what I would tell the narcissist. But I can't do that because I can't help narcissists. I wish that I could. Boy, let me tell you, I wish I could. It would really solve everyone's problems, right? But alas, that is not reality. And what we're doing in order to get what we want and create the life that we want, we are going to surrender to reality. We're going to release control. We don't need to control a person, a thing, an event, an outcome, a natural disaster. We don't need to control any of it in order to have power in our lives and create what it is that we want, okay? We're going to surrender to reality, surrender to what it is that we can't control. So the beautiful thing about having to deal with a narcissist, right? We can talk about dealing with narcissists as being like this terrible thing. It's like, oh, the luck of the draw. Man, we didn't sign up for this, but well, I guess we'll deal with it. But you know what? The reality is, I think that narcissists teach us really valuable lessons that we probably wouldn't learn in other ways. So narcissists, they can't give us what we need. When we come to them to get what we need, if we're locked in a narcissist dynamic, maybe with a narcissist parent or a partner or a co-parent or a boss or some other person in our life where we think we're getting what we need from them, we keep running up against this wall of they actually can't give us what we need. They can't give us security. They can't give us unconditional love. They can't give us a sense of enoughness. They can't provide for us the things that we want. They can't give us safety. They can't give us a sense of we have control in our lives. We have power in our lives. That's not something they can give us. And no matter how hard you try, you can't ever get it. And I think that's such a gift. I'll tell you why. So one of the beautiful things that I learned from my mother's death, this was about 2.5 years ago now, a little more than 2.5 years ago. I had never experienced a death like this on this scale with someone I care about this much that was so important to me. So this is the first time. And it's such a big one, right? Mom, like you only get one mom, no matter who she is, she's your only mom, right? And no matter how hard I tried, I couldn't wish my way into bringing her back. I couldn't bargain with the heavens. I couldn't tell myself to go fix it. I couldn't make it happen to have her back. Death, interestingly, is such a boundary. It's such a wall. And sometimes we need walls. We need boundaries. We need limits. And we all know that narcissists can't deal with limits, right? You set up a boundary, that's very offensive to them. But think about it. A boundary is like death. It's a limit you can't negotiate with. It's a limit you can't fight against. You can't change that boundary. You cannot change that limit. And so in the narcissist dynamic, what's really interesting is that when you give a boundary to the narcissist, they experience it like it's a death, right? That's the level of response to it is just so offensive and so mean. And then we, because we're afraid of that response, the big emotional response that the narcissist has, we think, well, I guess that boundary is negotiable. I guess we can let it slip up a little bit. We can let it ease a little bit so that they can feel better, right? But think about it. The narcissist is giving you a boundary. And that boundary is, I can't give you unconditional love. That is not available. That is a hard no. They're probably not doing it intentionally. I don't know whether or not it's intentional. It's certainly not conscious in my opinion, but they can't give you a sense of enoughness. If you go to them, you can try, you can do all the things, you can say all the things, you can try to negotiate it. And they might give you a semblance of that. They might give you attention. They might give you pretty words. They might, you know, meet your needs for a little bit of time, but ultimately they can't actually give you what you need. They never have, and they never will, by virtue of them being who they are and what it is that they do, right? And so they're never going to stop saying or doing the hurtful things. They're never going to suddenly wake up one day and understand what unconditional love is. Probably not. If they're a true narc, they're probably not going to do that. And so what they end up doing is they invite us into the toxic dynamic of them needing to feel power and control based on our need for them to change, based on our desperation for them to give us what we need. So it's like saying, it's like if my mom died, right? Which she did, of course. But I was like, you know what? Death is negotiable. I'm going to go to some spiritual shaman person and I'm going to be like, I'm going to need you to bring my mom back to life, right? Or some wizard or some like powerful entity, whatever you want to call it, and be like, listen, I can't deal with my mom being dead. That's a boundary I can't deal with. So I'm going to need you to like undo all of this. Like maybe it's a genie or something. Of course, you know, it's famous. Genies are famous for saying that they can't bring people back from the dead. It's fine. Anyway, but I would be willing to negotiate, maybe sell my soul or maybe do something extraordinary in order to have this boundary revoked. But the reality is you can't get that boundary revoked. And when we go into the narcissist dynamic and we say, okay, if I will get what I need, if I give you what you need, they're not actually giving you what you need. Not really. But it's like a counterfeit version of that, right? You get attention for a little bit of time. You get to feel safe for a little bit of time, but it never lasts. And the goalposts are always moving. And so I want you to see the narcissist as a super valuable lesson. They are a boundary. There is a limit there. And our past actions of stepping into the narcissist dynamic in order to get a semblance of what it is we think we need teaches us so much about what it is that we need and what it is that we've done to try to get our needs met. The limited ways that we didn't realize were limited, right? Because we didn't have any other options. We didn't have any other tools. And that awareness can help break us out of that and help show us, listen, whatever it is we think we're getting from the narc, we can't ever get from them. And that's not a problem. That is a boundary. That is a limit. So what do we do now? And so surrendering to reality is that same process. It's saying, listen, I can't control what is happening here. I can't control if a client signs up with me or not. I can't control if I create an amazing idea in the world and somebody steals it before I get the copyrights in place, right? I can't control if my boundary, I can't control, yeah, I can't control if my boundary creates, quote, I say quote unquote, because your boundary doesn't create emotions in other people, but I can't control how people respond to my boundary. I can't control that. I can't control how they think and they feel. And there's a part of you and me, I'm there with you. There's a part of us that believes that if we can control what's happening with that narcissist or with that client or with whatever natural disaster or whatever it is, we think that if we can control that thing, we're going to get what we want. We think that if we say the thing, do the thing, it's going to change their feelings, going to stop the abuse. It's going to make them happy with us again. It's going to temporarily give us the reprieve that we need. But it's not true. It never lasts. It's always a counterfeit fake version of what it is we're actually looking for. So we'll talk a little bit more about this in episodes to come. But thinking about what it is that you want. Maybe you want to grow your business $1 to $2 million. Maybe you want to grow your business past $2 million and you want to reach 10. Maybe you want to just get your first 100K. Maybe you want to find your ideal person after multiple failed relationships. Maybe you want to change your experience of what it's like to be in a relationship with your parents, regardless of how they respond, because that's who you want to be. You want to have a peaceful relationship with them. Maybe you want to successfully co-parent and prepare your kids to deal with their narcissist parent and give them the tools that they need to be emotionally okay and even thriving with a narcissist co-parent. Maybe that's what you want to do. These are big goals. These are impossible goals. Okay? Maybe that's what you want. And so when you are going after those things, your built-in programming from having to survive the narcissist is going to show up. Okay, all right, I got to control now. All right, I got to make sure that, you know, on this consultation or on this meeting with this potential client that I say the right things to make them buy from me. No, you can't do that. And the reality and the beautiful thing about all of that is that you don't need to. You don't need to control the outcome, right? If you're going on a date with someone, you don't need to say the thing, do the thing so that they love you and so that they ask you for a second date and ultimately marry you. You don't need that anymore. You don't need to control the person you're on the date with in order for you to feel what it is you're going to feel when you reach the goal. Okay, so looking at your goals, why do you want those goals? What is it that you want to feel? Let's reconnect with that. I know we talked about that in a previous episode, and we're going to dive into it much deeper in ones to come, but let's connect with that. Why do you want to get married again to a healthy person? Why do you want that? What is it going to make you feel? Why do you want to make millions of dollars in your business? What is that going to make you feel? My guess is you want to feel secure. You want to feel good enough. In a relationship, you want to feel loved unconditionally. In a co-parenting relationship where you are trying to prepare your kids, you don't want to feel fear. You want to feel secure and safe, knowing that your kids are going to be okay, knowing that you're doing everything you can to set them up for success. You want to feel like a good parent, right? These are all emotions. that we think that outside circumstances bring us. And so the temptation is, because we've been in a narcissist dynamic, to try to control the outcome, is to say, okay, I have to make this happen. If I buy a Tesla, I'm going to feel so good. I'm going to feel amazing. So your brain can kind of fixate on the Tesla, or fixate on the number, or fixate on the person in front of you that you're on a date with, and be like, all right, this is it. He's the one. I'm going to make him love me so that I never have to feel loss again. I never have to feel lonely again. But that's not what creates the emotion. The Tesla doesn't create the emotion. The million-dollar business does not create the emotion. Believe me, I work with millionaires. It doesn't magically go away, all of that loss, all of that lack of security when they've made the millions. I'm telling you, it doesn't go away. So, and also, like, the person in front of them doesn't make them happy. You have to lead first with the emotion that you're trying to create with the thing. You have to let go of the circumstances creating your emotions. You got to surrender to reality. So a narcissist is a reality that you have the opportunity to surrender to. Now, I want to make it very clear here. I don't mean just let them walk all over you and give them whatever they want. And no, that's not what I mean in the least. Okay, so please don't misunderstand me. What I mean by surrender to the narcissist is stop trying to control them. You're probably not actively trying to control them, right? You're probably not thinking to yourself, all right, how can I control the narc in my life today? That's not what you're thinking. But what's happening is, when you show up to the narc sometimes, your brain tries to think of, what can I say to, like, make this situation better? What can I do to avoid a massive reaction from them? And that's you being controlling. That's you trying to control the outcome so that you can feel safe. And guess what? You don't have to do that anymore. What if they could just be emotional? What if they could just be mad at you? What if they could just start talking bad about you behind your back to everybody? What if they could try, like, let them try to control everything? Surrender to it. Because you trying to control them, trying to control, is you just buying into that dynamic. And it keeps you powerless. It keeps you feeling anxious, keeps you feeling unsafe. It keeps you hypervigilant, and it takes you out of the energy that you need to be in order to create the goals that you're creating. Because the energy you need to be in to create the goals is a sense of confidence, a sense of openness, possibility, ease, flow. Those are the emotions and the state of being that you want to be in order to create what you want. But if you're anxious and held down and trying to control and hypervigilant, your brain is closed off to creativity. Your brain is closed off to possibility. And you've got to be with possibility and fun and excitement and allowance of exciting things to come in order for you to be prepared to receive the things that you're wanting to receive. You don't want to be so fixated and hold tightly to what something specific looks like in order for you to feel the emotion that you're trying to feel. You want to feel those emotions ahead of time. Okay, so how to let go of control and increase your power, right? So letting go of control increases your power. We've been taught the opposite, that controlling more increases the power. Because every time we look at the narcissist who's taken us to court for the umpteenth time to try to take our kids away, we're like, oh, I feel so powerless. They have all the control. They're controlling the courts. They're controlling this. They're controlling court orders, right? No, that's not more powerful. They get to feel like they're powerful. So let them feel powerful all day. Let them feel like all the power in the world. They get to have that if that's what they want. But your power doesn't come from controlling other people or controlling the outcomes. Your power comes from within. It comes from your ability to manage your thoughts, your emotions, your ability to use the tools to create the type of emotion an existence that you want to have, regardless of what's outside of you. That is power. That is true power. Your ability to say, you know what, this didn't work out, so I'm going to do this, 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 and this. Your ability to say to the person you're on a date with in front of you, hi, I would love to learn more about you, but I don't need you to complete me. So let's see where this goes. And if it works out, great. And if it doesn't, awesome. I wish you all the best in your life. I'm ready for the next one. How isn't that much more powerful than you just trying to to control your facial expressions and the tone of voice that you say in order to try to make them love you. Yeah, there's a huge difference between what power is, right? The other version of that is that's a counterfeit form of power, right? But real power comes from within. You really want to tap into that power, and you do that by surrendering to reality and letting go of control. So you can't control who buys from you or when. You can't control your employees and your business. You can't control your co-parent. You can't control the trolls on the internet, the copycats. You can't control natural disasters. Listen, I live in Houston. I was born and raised in New Orleans, Louisiana. You cannot control natural disasters. You cannot, like, I grew up with, like, we knew hurricanes would come. And what's so fun about being raised in New Orleans, because New Orleans is, like, absolutely a narcissist city. We could talk about this all day. I could do a whole episode on New Orleans and narcissism. It's so good. But, like, a lot of people, there's a prevailing sort of culture of narcissism in New Orleans. And part of that culture is the fact that we get hit by hurricanes regularly. Like, New Orleans is in an abusive relationship with where it's at. And we know that hurricanes come around every single year. We never know when the big one's going to come, but we know that hurricanes come. And some of us prepare for it. Some of us leave. Some of us, I don't know. We deal with it in lots of different ways, but we know that it's coming. And we don't leave. We just keep getting hit by hurricanes, and we just keep rebuilding, and we can't control it, and we don't get angry at the hurricanes. Like, we can't get angry at a hurricane, because it there's nothing to get angry at. It's just it's a weather event that's really unnecessary to try to get angry at a hurricane, right? And so what you want to do is you want to treat the narcissist in your life and the other things that you can't control like you would a natural disaster. You don't get angry at a flood or a tornado. That's just a waste of your time and energy, because there's no point. But we think that by getting angry at the narcissist, right, that might change some things, because we think that by getting angry at them, that they might change what they think or feel or how they respond to you. But really, they are just like a natural disaster, and you want to put them in that neutral place. You didn't ask for the narcissist to be in your life. You didn't ask to be married to one. You didn't ask to have children with them. You didn't know that you were dealing with a narcissist when you met them, because they're really intensely skilled at being able to trap people who don't realize what's happening. So we don't want to blame ourselves for getting into those relationships, right? You didn't get to ask to be born by a narcissist, right? That these things are like natural disasters. They just happen. They're part of the reality that we can surrender to. Like, you have a narcissist in your life for many reasons. Some of us can leave the narcissist. Sometimes if you don't have kids with them, or you're not, you know, tied to them by family, or even if you are tied to them by family, sometimes you decide to stay for really good reasons. If you want to see your children and have at least half of your time with them or more and help raise them, then you choose to be in a relationship with a narcissist because you're co-parenting with them, right? That's a choice that you make. And it's a great choice to make, because you want to be in your kids' lives. And why would you choose anything different? But you easily could. Many people do. Many people leave and never see their kids again. And you could do that if you wanted to. I'm not saying you should, but you could do that, but you choose not to. And so, just like living in New Orleans, Louisiana, you choose to be in that situation where you know that something is going to strike. And you have really good reasons for that. So, like, if you want to be in a relationship with your narcissist parent, I know that it's possible. You can be in a good relationship with a narcissist parent. And by good, I mean one in which you feel safe and you feel like you are experiencing love in that relationship, regardless of how they respond. And it's going to look different for everybody. We can talk about this on another episode, or maybe when you work with me one-on-one, we can figure out what exactly that looks like for you. But it is possible. And if you choose to be in that relationship, you can make it what it is that you want. But you don't have to. You never have to speak to your parents again. You could totally cut them off. I've had clients who made that choice. I never tell them one way or another. You can always make that choice for yourself. Same thing with, like, siblings or other members of your family. If you are currently married to your narcissist, like, you choose to be there, and you have good reasons if that's what you want to do, but you can always leave. You can walk out that door right now. And if you don't, it's because you have reasons. And when we work together, we look at, okay, do we like those reasons? Let's really list them out with no shame, no judgment. Do we like the reasons why we are intentionally staying in this relationship? And if you like those reasons, then we work on building your resilience so you can stay in that relationship. And if you don't like those reasons, we work on dismantling those reasons so that you can set yourself free. The narcissist is a neutral thing in your life. Of course, there's a lot of pain. Of course, there's a lot of struggle. Of course there is, right? But we want to take power by understanding that you make a choice. You are not powerless. At no point along this road, if you are an adult, if you're an adult, at no point along this road are you powerless. You are powerful every step of the way. So you want to own your power. You want to own your choices. That's you taking your power back, okay? You want to look for your connection to source. This is really important when you are surrendering to reality, because in our limited vision, we think that if we change reality, we're going to feel better. If we rail against reality, somehow it's going to help. But we have a limited vision of what our reality is. And when you connect with your source, with God, with Heavenly Father, with the universe, that entity can see what you can't see. They can see the forest for the trees. They can understand what you can't understand. So connecting with source, whatever that looks like for you, through prayer, through meditation, whatever that looks like, you want to borrow their vision. You want to borrow their perspective. And that is going to open you up. It's going to get you out of fight or flight, and it's going to get you into openness and possibility and creativity. And because that's where all the magic is. And you'll be able to be set free when you can do that. You want to look for signs that it's working. Look for signs that everything that you're doing is working together for your benefit, that it is building you, changing you, and creating the life that you want. Everything, every last thing, no matter what. Even if you're feeling a lot of pain, even if the narcissist is trying to control you, you want to look for signs that it's working. Where is it working? Okay. Another thing, especially for my business owners, but even my co-parents and even my people looking for a new healthy relationship, the concept of infinite backup plans. This is also kind of connected to source, because when you have that broad perspective, you can make infinite backup plans, because that's what God does. When God, for example, in the Bible, let's say he calls a prophet, and that prophet is not available for whatever reason, he's going to call another prophet. He's not going to force this prophet to do his will. He's not going to force people to do what they don't want to do. That's because that's not what God does. God doesn't force anyone. He doesn't control people. Isn't that amazing that the supreme being of the universe, who has all power, doesn't control people? He doesn't have to control people. So I want to invite you into that energy, your supreme power. Your power never has to involve controlling other people. So how do we make up for that? Well, we have infinite backup plans. If this doesn't work, then we'll do this. If this doesn't work, we'll do this, 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 and this. If that doesn't work, we'll keep going. You never give up. If this advertising campaign doesn't work, you keep trying. You try a new way of talking to your people. You try a new audience. You try a new offer, whatever that looks like. If someone steals your idea, not a problem. You're the one that came up with it. Create another idea or do something else within your idea to differentiate it and make it even better. Or just don't even listen to them. Don't even worry about who's copying you, who's not. Be laser focused on only what you're creating and what you're building. It doesn't matter what anyone else is doing. You want to trust in your vision. And so trust in your vision and trust that what you can't control is not a problem. You want to trust instead of trusting what you can't control, you want to trust the powers, the systems, the workings that are happening behind the scenes that you can't see. Things are happening and coming together for you that you can't see. So when you meet, let's say you go on a date with a person, right? What did it take for you two to meet up on that date? It took a lot of unseen systems. And you can pick all kinds of systems. You can use, you know, dating apps. You can use word of mouth referral. You can like take out an ad in the newspaper. I don't know. There's a million ways to meet your ideal person. But when you meet them and you look back at how you met them, you'll see that there are so many unseen workings and systems in the background taking place that you didn't have to control, you didn't have to worry about, and suddenly that person is in your life. So trust those systems that are working for you in the background. And remember, the narcissist in your life is not a problem. Not a problem. How is it true that they're not a problem? One of my favorite things that I saw recently, one of my clients showed me a picture. She took a screenshot of her contacts in her phone. And it was the contact of her ex-husband who she's co-parenting with, who's a narcissist. It was a terrible thing. Anyway, and she was like, look, he's not a problem, because she renamed him from his actual name to not a problem. I think she had a poop emoji in there too. It was really great. So every time she gets text from him, every time she gets a call from him, what pops up is, hey, not a problem, has sent you a text message. Not a problem is calling. And it reminds her that he's not a problem, because he's not. She doesn't have to control him. She doesn't have to be afraid of him. She doesn't have to worry about what he's going to say or do, because it doesn't matter. He can say or do whatever he's going to say or do, because she can't control him, because she's got all of the tools that she needs to be able to manage anything that's being thrown at her. And that's where true power is. I hope you can see that. Another thing is, and of course, this is not mine. This is Marie Forleo's, but she wrote the book called Everything is Figureoutable. So we're borrowing that for this podcast today. What if everything is figureoutable? What if there's no problem in front of you that you can't solve? How fun is that? When you just have that mindset, it opens you up to creativity. And remember, you need to access creativity in order to create the things that you want. In the narcissist dynamic, you are in the fight or flight place. You are shut down, trying to control, trying to be hyper vigilant, right? We want to get out of fight or flight and into possibility and creativity. And when you truly believe that everything is figureoutable, you will be able to access all of that creativity and have fun doing it. Okay? Okay. So that's what I have for you today. Those are the tools. That's everything I give my clients. Remember that surrendering to success means surrendering to reality and releasing control so that your true power can emerge. All right. I'll see you in the next episode. Bye. You're listening to Surrender to Success, a class designed for the ambitious who happen to be dealing with narcissists. If you like what you're hearing, I invite you to come to work with me for the next full year. Private coaching is for those who want my brain, my support, and my undying belief in you and what you can accomplish on your goals. That's right. For an entire year, we will do as many calls as you need, plus Voxer coaching in between calls. This is the magic. I believe in your goal so much that I am here to help you finally make it a reality, no matter who is in your life. If this is calling to your soul, I have great news. I'm doing a special for the rest of 2023. Normally the price to work with me is $30,000 for 1 year, but until December 31st, 2023, I am offering private coaching for 1 year for only $15,000. These spots will sell out fast, so get on this deal right now. To sign up for private coaching, fill out the application in the show notes. Once I get your application, I will contact you to set up a time to do our complimentary consultation, where we will spiritually create your goals and make some powerful decisions. Enjoy the rest of the class, and I will see you on our call. Bye.